Welcome, everybody. This is our first blessing call in the month of July. And we're in the United States. We're cranking up for a great holiday over here. We're celebrating our nation's birthday. So happy birthday to the U.S. and to all of us here. And I wish you a very safe holiday. Be safe. Be comfortable. Be with your loved ones. Have fun. And rejoice in the freedoms that we have acquired and we work so diligently to maintain. Now I see a lot of callers, so I'm going to take a wireless caller from area code 321, and you're on. Hello, you're on. You may have to unmute your own telephone.
I can't believe I muted my phone. Hi, it's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Say, I was going to ask. I was really interested in having an opportunity to make friends with the community, with different people I've met at the conferences in Corpus Christi.
Uh-huh.
And during the teacher's webinar, you suggested that you might just be willing to support a little call, like after the Sunday call, for people that would like to chat. And
okay. Hey, that's a great idea. I told you then it was a great idea. But as you know, I haven't really been at my peak performance for a few Sundays. So it just kind of slipped through the cracks. And I'm sorry about that, Scott, because I think it's a wonderful idea. So here we go, everybody. This is the announcement. After we get through with our blessing and give 7 minutes to rest, what I'll do is I'll just keep the line on. All right, and if you want to be on the, if you're a blessing giver and you want to talk with other blessing givers, just mute your phone, or you can call, you can sign off and call back in again. The line will still be open. So that way, after we give our blessing, we all rest and receive and assimilate, our wonderful blessing givers can have a little visit. How does that sound, Scott?
That'd be wonderful. I especially hope Sarah might enjoy chatting, because I know she has already progressed to holding teaching classes, and I just want to get some encouragement and that kind of thing.
Yes, and I want to really congratulate Sarah on her teaching and to let our community know that we do have blessing teachers other than me. And they're wonderful. And the time will come when we will have evolved so far in our understanding of the blessing that we will be flying with many wings. And it's just extraordinary. It's extraordinary, the growth and the work that we're doing. And I also just want to really, really repeat and emphasize the words of Yeshua when he said, whenever two or more are gathered in my name, there I shall be. And that's what happens when we come together on Sunday to receive his blessing. That's what happens whenever anyone who understands this work communicates it to another person, and then anyone who receives it is carrying his blessing out to still others. So it's a wonderful, positive contagion of love. And thank you, Scott. I'm going to take another call now. Tony, I see you're on.
Hi there.
Tony, do you have to unmute your phone?
No, I think I'm unmuted.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad you're feeling better and your arm's doing good. I just want to say thank you for all the work you do and for the community. Also, my sister-in-law, she had an amazing healing experience, a miraculous healing from stage 4 cancer. And she's been doing really well, but she's having some challenges now with home repairs, car repairs, and things are kind of being a bit challenging. So she needs some energy to help kind of get her through the process of kind of getting your life going again.
Yeah, I can understand that. I really can. Because when, you know, we really do take for granted how much energy we're conducting through the all the various parts of our life when we're at our peak performance or even just at a normal humming performance. We carry on so much other collateral benefits and duties that we really don't realize how far we slip down when we're challenged and pushed into a healing or recovery mode. So we will ask for an abundance of energy for her so that she can catch up.
Thank you. Her name's Lori.
Lori. Okay. Lori, you are on our list.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Tony. And remember, you can give blessings to her, too. You're a blessing giver.
Definitely.
And we have a wireless caller from area code 612, and you're on. Hello? Do you need to unmute your phone? You're unmuted here, but we can't hear you. The caller from area code 612. Unmute your phone, or we'll just wait. You can call back. Yeah, I mean, you can do star six again, and we'll try you again when you can get on. Ben, I see that you're on. Welcome. Ben, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am, and I like what you said about the water with inner peace movement. We practice only the purest of spirit can pass through water. And
yes.
That's why I use the name Stormy, my nickname. I was born in a thunderstorm that shook the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And folks wonder
and
why
we baptize water.
And you can't get to me unless you pass through a storm.
Oh, Stormy, you're great. You're great. Well, do you have some music to be playing for us in the background?
Yes, it's in the back there. The music is going, and I don't know if you got my message this week.
I'm not sure whether I did or not. I was so focused on obligations, I'm still getting to my list.
When we first met, and I did some music for you, we also did a crystal journey, and I've been remembering that a lot.
Oh, good.
Really enjoy what you're doing. I had four young men come knock on my door shortly after the blessing ended. Young preachers showed them the lamb and the lion, you know, if the Muhammad can't go to the mountain comes to Muhammad kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I went to their revival here in town, and well, just some good stuff to give them something more to think about in their new learnings in their ministry, non-denominational church. So, you know, it's all good. So much of this good stuff is going on in the world.
You know,
so much.
You have brought up a very good point, and I'm going to take that and use it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
Because I think it's an extremely important thing. So many times people say, well, how can I share this work with other people when they have their beliefs and they have other beliefs? Well, you see, all of my friends, all of you, there's nothing here in conflict with anyone's belief. It's just something you have to offer more. Just like Stormy was saying, I gave them a little more. They came, probably they came to minister to you, and in turn you ministered to them. And you can do that with anyone. You can let them give you their beliefs and their faith, their love of God, their love of fellow man, the way they worship, listen to them. You may learn something. And then reciprocally, they will want to have more. We all want more. It kind of gets back to my conversation with Tony when and even before that, when I was saying that we all need just a little more. And that little more sometimes is what makes all the difference. And just like what I was saying about water, you need, when you need more energy, don't eat, drink water, because that's something that gives you instant access to energy of the universe, the energy of nature, and the energy inside the cells of your body that's wanting to flow, but it can't. It's stuck. So drink water. And then, after you drink water, take a look at how hungry you are. You may not be so hungry. As a matter of fact, this is a little health tip I want to give everyone. One of the things that is being universally studied and learned as a result of massive research going on today with regard to anti-aging, or at least defeating premature aging, we have long known from studying the human genome that the capacity for human life extends to at least 120 years. In fact, in the book of Genesis, we're told by God that we were made to live 120 years. And so this whole idea that we're getting old at the age of 70, well, something's wrong with that picture. And a lot of things, of course, affect our health and our aging. One being just contagions in the environment, toxins in the environment, overwork, injury, all the things that we see going on that are a great challenge to the life of so many people. And we see all over the world, we see hunger being a major problem. And it's kind of ironic. It's kind of ironic that hunger should be such a major, major problem, considering the latest discovery, and that is that overeating is the major cause of premature aging. Overeating is the premature cause of susceptibility to contagious diseases, the major cause of heart disease, the major cause of cancer. And I'm not talking about, when I'm talking about overeating, I'm not talking about eating filet mignon and then a dessert on top of that. No, I'm talking about anything over about 800 calories a day. Can you imagine every day of your life only being about 800 calories a day? Well, there was a story. Actually, several books came from this man. About 300 years ago, his name was Luigi Carnero, an Italian who was, I guess he would be the equivalent of one of our billionaire trust fund kids who was spoiled rotten and had cars to drive, horses to ride. He was a terrible womanizer, gambler. By the time he was 30, he had gout, he had diabetes, he had heart trouble. He had just about every degenerative illness that you could imagine. And this was 300 years ago. The doctors, of course, they had no cures for these things. We had no remedies for any of these, scientific remedies for any of these diseases. But he said, no, I'm not going to die. He said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to make amends for my life. And I'm going to live monastic life of quiet contemplation, and I'm going to study everything I eat. He cut his diet down to, I think it was like 600 calories a day. It was very, very minimal. He didn't become a complete vegetarian. He might have 1 ounce of some kind of meat a day. So it's not as though he became a moral vegetarian, or for moral reasons, he just didn't want to tax his body with the load of digesting meat. And he cut out all sugar. He cut out most grains. He mostly ate vegetables and fruit and a little bit of meat, down to about, like I said, about 600 calories a day, with lots of pure water. Lots and lots of pure water. Well, the man lived to be 110 years old. He cured every one of these diseases with a minimum of food and a lot of water and prayer and meditation. He cured every single dreaded, deadly disease that the doctors gave him up for. They said he wouldn't live a year longer. Now, it really, really doesn't make sense to me that we should have hunger in the world if all it takes to be healthy is 600 calories a day. We should be sharing food. We should be blessing our food. We should be contemplating and eating only the best, and just the best, and what it takes to nourish our body, and prayer, and the purest of water. Our bodies were meant to run on energy. You have to remember that, my friends. They were meant to be fueled by energy. And food is only one source of that energy. And it's a costly source. It's a source that can actually clog our cells. It can clog our arteries. It can put fat on our heart, on our organs. And there is no reason why in this world anyone should go hungry. And I think sometimes when people have so little to eat, they're just not eating wisely, and they're feeling stressed and sorry for themselves that they have so little to eat. If we could just bless what we eat, if we could just take what we eat and use it to nourish our body and our life and our soul. I was remembering how little my family ate when I... You know, it was really unusual to have meat on our table. We would have fried chicken on Sunday. That was a big deal. But usually there would be no meat on the table at all, and very little of anything else. And yet my father worked an 8-hour day. My mother worked. They were both very hardworking people, very, very healthy. And I was a skinny little girl. In fact, I was until I married when I was 25, and at that time I weighed 101 pounds, and I was 5'6". So I wasn't exactly twiggy, but, you know, I felt great, and I was extremely athletic. I was not a 100-pound weakling. I was a champion equestrian. I competed in rodeos and won gold medals. I competed in athletics and won gold medals. I didn't have an ounce of fat on my body, but I was strong. And most of it came from the energy of enthusiasm. It came from the energy of loving life. It came from the energy of a family that supported each other and loved life, and we worked together and we made life better for one another. And I just really felt like, I don't know, Stormy, you just, you inspired me to, I didn't plan that as a, as a collateral, offering today, but it seemed like your offering.
Because I'm trying to do all these things you're doing. I say you spoke to my heart because, being diagnosed diabetic, I'm changing my diet. You know, and what you say is you have to feed the electrical magnetic field of your body. And I've got a strong one, so it needs to be pure.
It needs to be very pure. And the energy needs to be pure. And see, that's what we do every Sunday with the Christ Blessing. We purify the energy. It's like a baptism with spirit. It's very much like John the Baptist said to Yeshua after John the Baptist was baptizing a whole crowd of people at the river, and he met Yeshua and knew him, and he baptized him. And he said, Lord, I baptize you with water, but you shall baptize me and the world with spirit. And this is what he has done ever since and does every Sunday on these calls. So thank you for that inspiration, Stormy. And I do have a few more calls I need to take, so I'm going to move on. I'm going to open the line to Eva. Hi, Eva. You're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Well, I'm so glad that you are feeling better and got your arm out of the cask and so forth. What I wanted to share today, if it's okay, is the song which I have written. You may remember that I had asked for blessings for writing music, and I wanted to write really upbeat things because I was tired of these kind of songs that say, you know, we live in this world that's so terrible, but we're going to go to heaven when we die, and we'll be happy ever after.
So, yes, I agree.
If it's okay, I would like to sing this for you.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So here's how it goes. I taught it to my congregation this morning, and of course it has motions and so forth too, but you can figure out what those are. Let us lift our voices to the heavens, lift our hands in gratitude and pray. Come and lift our voices to the God, Lord, who seeks to bring us joy through all our days. All of you calls out to clap our hands and sing, to set our feet in motion, dance before our King. The God of heaven calls out to freedom and to love, to make our earth like unto heaven above. So this I had.
Oh, Eva, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Wonderful. And that reminds me of another point I want to make, and that is song is energy. Music is energy. Think about everybody. I want you to make a list of your life, of all the things you can take, all the forms of positive energy you can take in to your life that make such a difference. Okay? So thank you so much, Eva, for that.
You're welcome, and I feel as though you all helped me because I was given blessings to write music, and this was like my fourth song, so things are coming.
Congratulations. I think that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes,
and we have a caller from 805. You're on. Would you like to ask for a blessing?
Yes, this is Donna from California. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Donna. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're feeling so much better so quickly, but I'm not surprised.
Thank you.
I'm real excited to tell you that I'm sitting in the Christ Truth Church right now with my daughter, and we're in front of the painting, and we'll be doing the blessing from here.
Oh, great. Awesome. That is wonderful. And I want to be talking to you soon personally about your painting. Naturally, that's something I couldn't do with an arm and a cast. So I want to get on with my creativity in that area. So thanks, Donna, for being there and for speaking up today.
Okay, and I just have one request.
Okay.
a relative very recently passed away, a young man, a cousin of mine who died of a drug overdose. And I would like the blessing givers to keep him in their thoughts so that some light will help him find his way on the other side. And also, his mother is having a very difficult time, if you can.
Of course. What is his name?
His name is Tarek. It's T-A-R-E-K, John Cook.
Okay. And what's her name?
Linda.
Linda. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have their names on our blessing list. And thank you so much, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. And we have a caller. We need to move pretty quick now because it's toward the end.
Yeah.
Hi.
Is hey, this Desmond, Linda. It is. I went to church today, and I... during every time they sing, I've been reading the Love at That End, and Chris and I have been having amazing talks, but I haven't been reading the books, and we quote Love at That End all the time, but the more I remember, the better, and it was talking about how music moves the soul through rhythm, and we have an indivisible field of connected spirit, and it's really in like what you're talking about at the very beginning about giving and receiving. Those
mm-hmm.
are like the functions of life, basically. And all of life is in that. There's no separation. It's always giving and receiving. And the highest expression of creativity, perhaps, is man's finest, is his ability to think. And the creativity and like the purity of thought gives a person energy. So what you think can change your life, and images are a way of thinking, and the soul, like you're talking about having energy, Yeshua says that the soul literally fuels the body with all the energy because it attracts the adamantine particles, and like a blessing, pattern, like turns them into a pattern which, you know, develops higher forms of energy, consciousness, and faith, which really, you know, move us towards our destiny or whatever our goals are.
That is so true, Desmond. You're just right on target. You're just right on target, you. And everybody is coming up with the same thing today. Eva, thinking back to Eva's song, this is why when we go to church, the first thing we do is sing. Because the song... what we sing, and it's really good, you're creating some upbeat songs, but whatever we sing causes us to be in harmonic resonance, and we're flowing the energy of spirit. And so flowing the energy of spirit and soul and heart and thinking higher thoughts, it's all part of how we convey blessings into our life. So we've got one more caller from area code 413. I'm going to take that call. And you're on.
Hi, Glenda and this beloved community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Who is it?
I just want to say thank you so much. I'm feeling just so happy today. And, oh, it's so beautiful to hear your food stuff, because that was actually how I found you, Glenda, was through David Wolf. And food is just healing me so much. And I just want to ask for a special blessing. I'm working especially, I found out about my Hashimoto's, so I know I can cure it and heal it with God's love and my love and the food I eat. And I just want to ask for a special blessing for that. And a special
okay.
blessing, yeah, and a special blessing for all the animals and all of the people who are the companions of the animals. Just bless
yes.
their hearts and by anyone who has ever hurt animals, just ask for a blessing from their heart that they couldn't do that anymore.
Okay, they're all, that's a pretty big list, but.
yes.
But Yeshua can handle the biggest list you can give him. So thank you for being on the call. Thank you. And I'm going to talk now for just 1 minute before we start our blessing, because I want to say something very, very important. And it's not accidental that everybody today was talking about energy. And it's not just because I primed the pump. No, it's not that. We are in the outfield, you might say, of one of the most important total solar eclipses that has happened in a very, very long time. It's going to be happening on August the 21st. And we begin to feel the energy, the electromagnetic field change as far as 2 to 3 months before. Not all eclipses are total. This is a total eclipse. And it's a total eclipse over the entirety of the United States, which means the effects of that eclipse will be focused upon changes in this country that has a predominant leadership in the world. So you can expect profound energy changes to be happening in the next 2 months. And then the following, it's generally believed up to 3 months before and as long as 6 months after, an eclipse that is this total. This is one of those eclipses where the Bible says the sun goes black. It will be a total eclipse. And what happens that affects us is that, you see, it's the sun and the molten iron at the core of our earth that creates the electromagnetic field that all of our life is supported on. Life from botanical life to animal life to human life to thought life to emotional life to spiritual life. All of the energy that exists in, through, and around our planet is conditioned and affected by this electromagnetic field. And the electromagnetic field is in a vibratory mode right now. That's why topics of energy are coming up. You're just spontaneously going there. You're spontaneously thinking about it. So I want to give you a chance to be consciously oriented to it by everything you do, by being extremely careful when you drive and thoughtful and conscious. Be very conscious about using any form of equipment. The energy is changing, and patterns of behavior that you took for granted might slip out from under you. You see, it actually entered the field of effect on May the 21st, the field of major effect. It entered the field of major vibratory effect on May the 21st. On May the 23rd, I tripped and fell down. I was used to just walking with a brisk walk quickly across the dirt, the gravel street that we live on, and I wasn't watching my feet. The entire energy had changed, and that brisk walk caused me to trip, and I fell at a very odd angle. That was a wake-up call to me. And sometimes God lets our teachers learn the hard way to make sure we teach and help others. So I'm giving you this encouragement to be careful and mindful and use these changes for beneficial purposes. Use this change of energy to be more mindful about your diet. Be sure and drink more water. All right. And I would say it would be a great time to make sure you're here on the Christ Blessing every Sunday. It only takes a few minutes out of your day. It costs you nothing and could give you everything. So, that being said, we're going to be probably very, very attuned to this as we move toward this day. And we have a webinar coming up next weekend, which was chosen for me by Yeshua. It's called Revelations and Recovery. And the interesting thing about the timing of that is that when we have fields of vibratory change, our consciousness is more alert. Our consciousness begins to be heightened. We are aware of things. We function in different ways. And because of that, we have revelations. So be looking for revelations. Could be a major feature of your life in the next 2 months. And now let's begin our blessing. If you'll just be seated, those who are going to receive, all of your body parts uncrossed, just comfortable, your head slightly tilted down toward your heart, and allow your attention to fall into your heart as you begin your prayer. I'm going to say a prayer to Yeshua, and the blessing givers will stand. And with me, we will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God for all to receive unconditionally as you need it according to your prayer and your willingness and desire to receive. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your love, for your enduring faith in us, for your forgiveness, for being with us in our good times and our hard times, for guiding us through changing times, that we may find the best result in all that's happening. We thank you always just for being with us, for therein is enough as we discover that, like you, we too are a child of God. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Blessing givers, let's begin. Your blessing is now complete. I would like you to go and rest. Don't think. Just rest and receive for at least 7 minutes. And the line will stay open for blessing givers who would like to return to the call and visit for a little while after our rest period. So God bless you all. You're very loved. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you again next Sunday.